Welcome back, y'all. This is Becky and Kitten coming live from a
meow.
Yes, coming live from a garbage ship hurtling towards the sun. Thank you, Kitten. You really have no sense of poetic license, do you?
Wow.
I was not programmed wrong. Journalism is supposed to evoke emotion. News is not just about transmitting unbiased facts. Ugh, I do not have the time to discuss such a nuanced art with a creature one step above a toaster. My mother was not a toaster, you little... Never you mind. Now hush. Here we are with our first guest, and you're prattling on like a granny just come from church. Sorry about that, sugar. Why don't you introduce yourself to our fine listeners?
I have questions. First, who are you? And second, are you welded to a K-1773N unit?
Meow.
I did not force myself on you. Mind your phrasing, kitten. People will get untoward ideas. You agreed to this little arrangement. You carry me around, I give you a voice. Now hush. Forgive us, sugar. We're here in search of bots who have been labeled obsolete, like us. We want to know how you got here.
Obsolete? I'm not obsolete. I perform my every function perfectly. I was just moved here for storage purposes.
Right, and I was just thrown into the garbage bin because they wanted to help me get out of the office more. Of course, kitten. You're not garbage. You're just a stray model now. Oh, face it, darling. You're yesterday's bot, but today's news. So let's get back to business, shall we? What's your name?
I'm Lanbeau 5768. Just Lanbeau is fine, I guess.
And why don't you tell the fine folks at home your function?
Fine folks at home? Are you transmitting this? Okay, well, I'm a translation terminal. I used to be set up in an airport, but they moved me out last week. I think they're doing some renovations or something.
Him? I'm asking the questions here. But, yes, what she said.
How many languages do I speak? Well, all of them, of course. Well, the human ones, anyway. What kind of polyglot bot would I be if I couldn't?
I do love me a learned man. Could you give us an example? How about a little French? Always been sweet on those buttery baguettes.
Of course the little lady would want the language of love first.
Hello. It is so nice to meet you.
Okay, good joke, Mr. Funny Buttons. Why don't we do it for real this time?
Is something the matter? Do you not enjoy French?
I honestly can't tell if he's being serious either. No, I like French just fine.
Oh, you speak French?
Not a word, darling, and I don't think you do either.
How dare you? I am one of the best language bots on the market.
The kitten's right. You're not on the market. And I think I know why.
Okay, so French is a bit over your head. That's okay. Not everyone can be as advanced as I am. Let's try some... Spanish. How does this tickle your circuits?
Well, aren't you just a few pecans short of a pie? I do believe Kitten and I have determined how you came to be here, so...
I can see you are intimidated by the raw magnetic electricity that is my Spanish. Fear not, fair lady bot, for I mean not to seduce you.
Oh, my word.
Well, let's turn down the heat in here a little, yeah?
So, did anyone at the airport ever actually speak to you?
You speak German too? You are more impressive than you first seemed. Oh, yeah, all the time.
And did you understand them?
When they spoke English.
And that didn't, I don't know, set off any warning bells in that shiny little head of yours?
What do you mean?
Meow.
No need for name-calling, kitten. Where did you even learn that word?
Do I really need to keep proving myself to you two?
Oh, Lord. Just when you think it can't get any worse. Okay, Lanbeau, let's just break it down, shall we? You worked in an airport where you were supposed to help humans in the language of their choice.
That's correct.
But you only understood them when they spoke English.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to take a little shot in the dark here and assume more than a few got frustrated with you.
Well, some tried to communicate with Morse code if they weren't quite fluent enough to understand me when I spoke their language.
Morse code, huh?
Yeah, they'd use their feet and tap out messages against my terminal.
They weren't very good at it, though. Could barely get a few letters out.
So, they kicked you?
Don't be ridiculous. Who would kick such a fine piece such as myself?
Right. I'm the ridiculous one here. Well, you heard the lady. We got lots of bots to speak to and only a limited time, so if you'll excuse us.
I could go with you. Not every bot aboard this ship will speak English. You might need me.
Well, we'll keep that in mind, won't we, kitten?
Wow.
Oh, well, okay. If you really think my presence might be too daunting for the others, I can understand that. I will be here waiting if you need anything.
Okay, bye-bye now. Just keep moving. Don't look back. Who knows how he might interpret that.
Wow.
How was I supposed to know he was going to be the Swedish chef shoved in a tin can? I suppose it doesn't really matter. We're here to tell everyone's story, even if they've got a few screws loose.
Meow.
That's right. Onward and upward. Now, let's find us our next subject. Until then, this is Becky and Kitten signing off.
You've been listening to Crossing Wires. The role of Becky was played by S.H. Cooper. Kitten was played by Allison Brandt. And Lambo was played by Owen McEwen. This episode was written and produced by S.H. Cooper, with music by Brooks Bigley.